Now we will find out about nine Poppyland villages. From naked ladies to the Sex Pistols and invasion to infection, we find facts and folklore.
1. Millionaires. Overstrand began as a little fishing village, once known as Beck Hythe, but was dubbed the Village of Millionaires in Victorian times. When London journalist and travel writer Clement Scott saw the poppy-laden lanes and cliffs in 1883, he called the area Poppyland and inspired many to not only visit but to buy land and build lavish homes. Edwardian architect Sir Edwin Lutyens, who designed the cenotaph and much of New Delhi, designed Overstrand Hall and the Pleasance for titled clients. 50 years later, the Overstrand biplane bomber made by Bolton and Paul of Norwich was named after the village.
Number 2. Village people. The Kinks, Sex Pistols, the Rolling Stones, the Stranglers, the Jam, the Clash, T-Rex, Chuck Berry, Four Tops and Duran Duran. They're just some of the internationally famous bands that played in tiny West Runton. The West Runton Pavilion hosted concerts by some of the biggest names in pop, rock and punk. The building was originally a sports hall built beside the village inn. During the Second World War, it began holding dances with music provided by military bands. As the war ended, it became the first music venue in the country to run a free coach service to and from Wells. Free transport was soon added for music fans along routes to North Walsham and Fakenham. Bands loved playing here because the acoustics were good and, far from the beaten musical track, they could trial new material. In August 1976, the Sex Pistols are said to have performed in front of about 30 people. The pavilion was demolished in 1986, but is remembered in a blue plaque on the wall of the village inn.
3. Child's Play in East Runton. The first Montessori school in England was opened in East Runton in 1914 by the Reverend Bertram Hawker, after he met Maria Montessori in Rome. Impressed by her philosophy of encouraging children to learn through play, he set up a Montessori school at his home in Runton Old Hall in East Runton, where 12 children from local schools were taught by Evelyn Lidbetter. There are about 700 Montessori schools in the UK today, including the Westacre Montessori School in East Walton, near Sandringham, where Prince George was a pupil.
Number 4. National Trust, National Collection. Felbrigg is a history hotspot, but if colchicums are your thing, then the estate gardens are a must. They're home to the National Collection of Colchicums, which are also known as Autumn Crocus, Meadow Saffron and Naked Lady.
5. Fishy Tails and Flowers. A mermaid once dragged her fishy tail from the sea and up to Upper Sheringham, either lured by the beautiful singing coming from All Saints Church or to seek shelter in a storm. The stories differ, but the result was the same. She crept into the church and can still be seen here today, carved into a 15th century pew end. Nearby, the rhododendrons of Sheringham Park are some of the best in Britain. The earliest plantings of the huge red-flowered rhododendrons date back to around 1850. More seeds were obtained at the turn of the 20th century from famous plant collector Ernest Chinese Wilson. A handkerchief tree, which also flowers in May, is believed to have been grown from seed he brought back from China. Interestingly, it was Norfolk's world-famous landscape gardener, Humphrey Repton, who suggested the new hall should look over parkland rather than the sea, saying, "The sea at Sheringham is not like that of the Bay of Naples."
Number 6. Invaders. The waters just off Weybourne Beach are called Weybourne Hope. The shingle shelves steeply here, making the deep water approach ideal for smugglers' ships or invaders. An old rhyme says, "He who would all England win should at Weybourne Hope begin."
7. Aylmerton. An ancient wayside cross on the boundary with Gresham is said to have helped guide pilgrims to the shrine at Walsingham. Ghost stories swirl around the shallow pits in nearby fields. These shrieking pits, made in medieval times by people digging for iron ore, were believed to be haunted by a woman searching for her lost child.
Number 8. Northreps. There are more story-shrouded, water-drenched, shrieking pits in Northreps. Here, a broken-hearted woman, abandoned by her married lover, threw herself into a freezing water in despair, and then called for help in vain. A plough sits inside the church. It was made in the village at the foundry famous for developing the Gallus plough, widely used from its invention in Northreps in 1830 into the 1920s. Early in the 19th century, Northreps was used for trials of the life-saving rescue ropes known as a breeches buoy.
9. Ice Age. Geologists have called Kelling Heath the best example of glacial outwash plain in England. Melting ice at the end of a retreating Ice Age glacier would have dropped rocks, pebbles and grit here. Kelling Hospital was built as one of the first sanatoriums for working men with tuberculosis in 1903. Revolving chalets to maximise patients' exposure to the sun had been invented in Munsley 3 years earlier. After the sanatorium closed in 1955, its pretty chapel became the village church.